I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. With dropout rates in New Haven still troubling the district, one high school has been trying something different to engage kids who are at risk. I visited the class in May to find out what it's all about. There's something a little bit different about Don Sawyer's classroom. For one, it's all boys, most of them sent here because they were at risk of dropping out of school. But there's something else. The students write and record their own rap songs. Here they are in the studio.
I said, hungry young kid in the game to get my bread up. Lost my little bro and I'm just trying to keep my head up. Been about a month and I ain't getting any better. About to act like a rat and start snapping for the cheddar just so I can make it rain. And I ain't talking about the weather.
Sawyer was born in Harlem and teaches sociology at Quinnipiac University. He started the hip-hop advisory program at Wilbur Cross 3 years ago. He encourages students to express themselves through song with the hope that they'll develop a passion for learning and stay in school. Sawyer says the class is different every time.
There's really no sense of normal, right? A lot of times, you know, I'll come in with an idea, but depending on what the students experience that week, we may shift. You know, I have a plan and they tell me that something happened, then I'm like, okay, let's scrap it.
Rising senior Israel Williams says the hip-hop class has given him a voice.
I feel like that's the way that I have to go on with sending a message because that's the only way people listen to me. Other than that, I'm invisible to them when I speak.
Many of his students have unpredictable lives. Some come from broken families, some have been shot at, and all of them know someone who was killed by gun violence. Sawyer scrapped all plans after one of his hip-hop students was killed earlier this year. Jericho Scott was only 16 when he was killed in a drive-by shooting. Sawyer knew his students needed to vent.
So students just started to share what they were feeling, you know, the pain, the frustration, you know, tired of young people getting killed in New Haven, what can we do? And so I allowed them to share that in that space, and I think that's the important piece, and some people were able to channel that energy, you know, and write songs.
He asked his students to write a line or two that started out with the phrase, "Sometimes I feel." Here's Sawyer reading some of what they wrote.
Sometimes I feel any day could be your last day. Death is around the corner when you're in the hood. People don't see me. They see a perception of me filled with fear and fake smiles. They see through me. I'm invisible.
Sometimes the hip-hop program has given many of his students a reason to stay in school. Sawyer's class has become so popular that there's a waiting list to join. Matthew Bethia was a senior at Wilbur Cross when the program was just an idea. After it took off, he came back to class to volunteer with the students.
Once we got this class set up, it kind of gave the people who didn't really want to come to school a reason to come to school, you know. It gave them a reason, you know, oh, I want to go to school. I got to make sure I'm there for my hip-hop class.
Here's Bethia, who raps under the name IV, spitting a rhyme he calls Dead Presidents.
These dead presidents buy a lot, that's irrelevant. Pay for school, have no class, lost cash and intelligence. Claim murder, but I never see evidence. Say they sick, but they never need medicine. But I'ma stay in my lane. Cash ruins everything around me. That's cream. You could dive in my thoughts, but we'll never see
the... Those who are unfamiliar with the roots of hip-hop culture often associate it with the images of mainstream rap music, which is considered misogynistic, violent, or materialistic. But educators can use hip-hop's negative image to teach students about critical media literacy, according to classroom volunteer Frank Brady.
The core of this is teaching young people how to become critical consumers of their own media. And that means interpreting the messages, the stories that they've been told, and how to pick those apart effectively to help process their own growth.
Sawyer's class is one of over 200 similar programs across the country that use hip-hop to teach a variety of life skills. Expression through music is only part of his program's lesson. Sawyer also wants his kids to be self-aware and understand how to engage with media and the community. While there is little research on how effective hip-hop education programs can be, they engage students in ways that other classes don't. Studies have shown that students who enjoy coming to school tend to get better grades. Success at Wilbur Cross is already being felt. All seniors who have taken Sawyer's class have graduated, and nobody has dropped out of school while taking his class. For student Israel Williams, hip-hop has given him hope.
You know, when I try to talk regularly, like, people wouldn't listen. Like, they'll nod their heads and walk away and stuff. But it's like, whenever I put a song out, it's like people start listening and they share it around, like, we need to listen to this person. He's trying to tell us something.
Right now, the hip-hop program is run by volunteers, but Sawyer hopes to bring the class district-wide and maybe, eventually, beyond New Haven's borders. David DeRoche, WNPR News.